We now know of one thing that'll be bigger in 2020. Those huge SUVs, like the 2021 Chevy Tahoe, which will be 6.7 inches longer than the 2020 version. Joining us now is Nathan Bomey, a business trends reporter for USA Today. Hi, Nathan.
How are you?
I'm doing well. So how much of a difference does 6.7 inches make in the scheme of these giant SUVs?
You know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is. A few inches in the auto industry makes a huge visual difference. In fact, really, when the automakers even add 1 or 2 inches to a vehicle, you can really tell. And so when you see General Motors adding half a foot to the Chevy Tahoe, which was already a really hulking vehicle, that's going to make a significant visual difference. But it's really a trend that we're seeing across the industry.
Well, tell us more. I mean, what other automakers are making these big SUVs even bigger?
You know, I think in some ways, GM is actually responding to the market here because just a couple years ago, Ford made the Expedition, which is a Tahoe competitor, a few inches bigger. And, you know, it's not just the traditional big three automakers, too. You look at Toyota, which, of course, broke into the United States with small cars. They're making their SUVs bigger, too. The 2020 Toyota Highlander SUV is actually bigger than the 1999 Chevrolet Tahoe, which shows you how this size creep happens over time.
And why are they doing this?
You know, I think this is a response to what Americans want. When you look at the focus groups and the surveys and basically anecdotal information from when people visit the dealerships, they say they want more space. I guess this is sort of in some ways the quintessential American desire, you know, bigger is better. And I think one reason is gas prices haven't really been a problem for years now. It's not necessarily the fact that they're lower than $3 a gallon, which of course they are. It's the lack of volatility, the fact that Americans seem to think gas prices are really not at risk of spiking. Now, we know from a historical perspective that may not be the right bet, but for now, people seem to be confident that they're not going to get stuck with gas guzzlers.
Well, and these cars are not the gas guzzlers that they once were. I was surprised to see that many of these huge SUVs get 30 miles a gallon.
Yeah, and I think that's key here because, you know, when 2008 happened, of course, gas prices spiked and then the financial crisis hit. You know, there was a period there in which these types of SUVs were just caught in a terrible situation because no one wanted to be paying a lot for gas. And, you know, but the reality is that, yeah, the automakers have made significant fuel economy improvements in the last 10 to 15 years. And so, you know, you can definitely get a large SUV now that gets well into the 20s on the highway per gallon, that is, and even more than 30 miles per gallon. You know, if you have a small car from, say, the year 2000, you know, a big SUV actually might get better gas mileage than that 2000 model vehicle. That said, you know, the Tahoe is not really getting more than about 20 miles per gallon. So, you know, you're still going to pay a lot for gas if it ends up spiking at some point.
Do you expect that this trend, and we're going to, you know, at the end of this year, it looks like about half of the new vehicle sales in this country are expected to have been SUVs. Do you expect that trend is going to continue?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think that the industry analysts think that the SUV boom might finally be leveling off. We're at about 50% of vehicle sales now are SUVs. About 30% are cars, and then 20% are pickups. So if 50% of SUVs, we may have hit a peak, but I don't think anyone sees it backing up at all. And, you know, what you see the automakers doing now is basically starting to create new niches for SUVs. So they're, you know, creating new types that really didn't even exist before. And it's also important to say that a lot of these that we kind of call SUVs are really cars. I mean, a lot of these small crossovers are essentially a car platform just with a little bit of a bigger body. And so, you know, some of the small crossovers get outstanding gas mileage. And so, you know, but the big ones like the Tahoe and the Expedition and the Highlander, they're among the most popular models.
Nathan, do you think that all of the pressure from activists and others on climate change and trying to reduce carbon footprints is going to have an impact on the market for these giant SUVs?
You know, I don't think that much is going to reduce the demand for these types of vehicles short of federal regulation. You know, if fuel economy standards at some point, likely not under a Trump administration, of course, under a Democratic administration, perhaps, get stricter, that might end up rolling back some of the growth in vehicles. But I do not see, you know, climate activism or, you know, individuals believing that they need to adjust their lifestyles having a big impact on the market. There's simply not much evidence that people make car purchases based on their personal beliefs about the environment. You know, I think if you take, for example, hybrids, you know, hybrid vehicles are really doing poorly, as poor as they've ever done at this point. The Toyota Prius is in very bad shape. In fact, Toyota just cut the Toyota Prius C, which was a one model, and the Prius V. The only one left is the regular Prius, and then there's also a plug-in. The good news for environmental activists and, you know, of course, anyone who believes, as of course it's correct, that climate change is a significant issue, is that electric cars are definitely coming. And so, you know, General Motors, Tesla, Ford, everybody is making an EV of some sort. And the only question is, when can they get those vehicles the same price as a conventional car? It's coming. It'll be soon, just not in the next year or two.
That is Nathan Bomey, a business trends reporter for USA Today. Nathan, thanks and Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you so much.